Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Today, students across the country are walking out of class demanding legislative action on gun violence. Timberland Majoski, a survivor of the Michigan State shooting in 2023, says it's really hard to see others going through what she did and see that things haven't changed.
I keep having to use my voice and use my story to try and stop this from happening when I know that if our elected officials were to act, I could be able to stop doing this and I would be able to take more time for myself to heal.
This comes in response to last Wednesday's mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. Governor Tim Walz says he will call a special session to address school safety. House Speaker Lisa DeMuth says Republicans are ready to go. They're just waiting for the governor to call it.
On my call with the governor, I asked multiple times, and I was told we need to get it done right away. We have to get this done maybe in a few weeks, but I have not heard anything at all as far as timing.
The governor says he will call it when he has a proposal to roll out. A Shakopee man has been charged with two counts of attempted murder, domestic assault by strangulation, and domestic assault following his arrest last weekend for trying to drown two relatives in Otter Tail Lake. 42-year-old Franklin Dickinson was arrested after a 911 call reporting that he was attempting to drown his 64-year-old mother and 25-year-old sister. Dickinson told deputies that he drank a THC seltzer and had a bad reaction. A man from Hibbing is jailed after barricading himself inside a garage and threatening to set a fire. Police went to arrest the man on an outstanding warrant Wednesday when he ran into a garage and started pouring gasoline. Officers say he threatened to light the garage and himself on fire if they entered. After several hours of negotiations, the suspect was taken into custody and evaluated at a hospital. In other headlines, the DNR has launched its fall color finder map. Spokeswoman Sarah Burhouse says the map is updated every Thursday afternoon and can be found on their website.
One of the cool aspects of the fall color finder is the public can participate. We have a spot there where people can share their photos from their fall color adventures out on state lands.
Following his Senate testimony, Democratic Representative Angie Craig is calling for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s resignation, citing his disregard for science and threats to public health. She also condemned Kennedy's response to the recent Annunciation Catholic Church shooting in Minneapolis, calling his comments about psychiatric medications baseless, cruel, and beneath your office. And state regulators are giving the green light to a 66-megawatt solar farm in Beltrami County. This is MNN.